Autumn is gradually changing into winter. As much as we look forward to cross-country skiing and watching sled dogs in action, there's something sad and final about the end of autumn. I miss warblers and winter wrens. Emily Dickinson missed bobolinks, as she wrote in two different poems, which we'll read today on For the Birds Poetry Day. First, her poem number 1591. The bobolink is gone, the rowdy of the meadow, and no one swaggers now but me. The Presbyterian birds can now resume the meeting he boldly interrupted that overflowing day when, supplicating mercy in a portentous way, he swung upon the decalogue and shouted, "Let us pray." Now Emily Dickinson's poem number 1279. The way to know the bobolink from every other bird, precisely as the joy of him obliged to be inferred, of impudent habiliment attired to defy, impertinence subordinate at times to majesty, of sentiments seditious, amenable to law, as heresies of transport or Puck's apostasy. Extrinsic to attention, too intimate with joy, he compliments existence until allured away by seasons or his children, adult and urgent grown, or unforeseen aggrandizement, or happily, renown, by contrast certifying the bird of birds is gone. How nullified the meadow, her sorcerer withdrawn. That was Emily Dickinson, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.